Tavayu Azli Bosa Umdina. True, both Rav and both Rav Nosson both go Osta Bosa Umdina. What a person thinks. So then it's a kash, like, why doesn't both of them paskin like Reb Loza? So Gemara says, Man diyom halocha shapir. The one that says we paskin like Reb Loza ben Azai, it's very good that he go bas umdina. Her husband only meant to give the Tosfos Ksuba after Nisuyin. That's the umdina, so very good. But the chiddush is now man diyomar. Ain halocha, the one that says, no, we don't paskin like Reb Loza, we paskin like Tanakama, and we don't know now which one it is, whether it's Rav or whether it's Reb Nosson. But it's one of them. I tell you, even though usually they go after umdina, here also, Hochinami, they hold this svar over here also. Oim dim daito, we look into shots up to see what was in his mind, and we say like this. Oim dim daito, mishum ikruve daito. Who? Why did he want to write a Tosfos Ksuba, give extra money to his wife? Because he wanted to be close to her. He wanted to be nice to her. V'yo ikruve le daito, here also he became close to her. Because after Erisin, it's also a svar, a husband wants to be close and nice to his wife. So you don't bedavka have to have nisuyin. Even before nisuyin, there's a svara he meant to give the Tosfos Ksuba over mechayiv himself to give the Tosfos Ksuba to his wife. So therefore, they both go bas umdina, and the machlokes is what is the umdina of the person's das when he gives the Tosfos Ksuba to his wife. The Gemara says now Yosef Rav Chanina came with Rabbi Yanai. He was Rav Chanina was sitting in front of Rabbi Yanai Ukoma, and he said over that Allah Kareb Rabbi Loza ben Azai. We pass like Rabbi Loza ben Azai in the Mishnah. Omalei, so Rabbi Yanai answered back, Tul kori kirech lebruh, like take your learning and throw it outside, tell it outside, because really, ain't halacha k'Reb Loza ben Azai. We don't pass like Reb Loza ben Azai. And now the Muslims go back and forth, how we paskin. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu halacha k'Reb Loza ben Azai. Yes, we do pass like Reb Loza ben Azai. Omar Rabbi Nachman, Omar Shmuel, halacha k'Reb Loza ben Azai. Also we pass like Reb Loza ben Azai. For Rav Nachman today, but Rav Nachman himself says over, "Ein halach Reb Loza ben Azaya." We don't pass like Reb Loza ben Azaya. For Nadoi Mishmed, Rav Nachman Noma, Nadoi says over in the name of Rav Nachman that halach Reb Loza ben Azaya. Yes, we do pass like Reb Loza ben Azaya. And the Gemara says, "The Yafagav the lap Rav Nachman, even though Rav Nachman cursed to Yomer and said that Kol Daino Didoyin Reb Loza ben Azaya, any bezdin that passes like Reb Loza ben Azaya." That says if the husband died before Nisuyin, she doesn't get the Tosfos Ksuba, his hochi v'hochi tehei, that gave such a curse that this mission happened to him. The Gemara says, afilu v'hochi, even so, halacha k'Reb Loza ben Azai. Still, we pass like Reb Loza ben Azai. The hilchos l'maisa, the Gemara comes out, what's the maskana, what's the halacha l'maisa, and the chanami k'Reb Loza ben Azai. We take a paskana, halacha l'maisa, k'Reb Loza ben Azai, that if the husband dies or gives a get before he made Nisuyin, then she only collects the ikara ksuba, but she does not collect the Tosfos Ksuba. All right, we'll stop here.
That's a hard one.
He holds daf nun vav amar aleph by the two dots in the middle of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this, Boyi Ravin. Ravin asked a shadow like this. Again, the last Gemara was, we paskin like Reb Loza ben Azaya, that he said in the Mishnah that if a man writes in the Ksuba to his wife, he's Moisif, he adds on more money than he has to. More than 200, he adds on 300, 400, 500. He adds on money. So the halacha is she only gets the Tosfos Ksuba after they have Nisuyin. That's Reb Loza ben Azai's halacha. Luyid Suya, they only made Erisin, and he wrote her a Ksuba, and then he gave her a get, or else, and then he died, that she has a right to collect the Ksuba. She only collects the Iker, the 200, and not the Tosfos. That was Reb Loza ben Azai's svara. Because he says the husband only wrote her this extra money, like to live with her. So if he didn't live with her yet, if they did not have Nisuyin yet, she doesn't have a right to get the Tosfos Ksuba. Now the shaila is, what exactly does Nisuyin mean? Boy Rovin, Nechnasa l'chupa. Let's say after they had Erisin for 12 months, now came the time to make chupa, and he took his wife into the chupa, they made a chupa. But for nivola, they didn't have bi yet, and that night, let's say the husband died, or else the husband gave her a get that night, and now she has a right to collect the ksuba. Mahu, does she have a right to collect the Tosfos Ksuba also or not, according to Reb Loza ben Azaya? Because they had chupa, but they didn't live together yet. Is that enough to say that the husband is giving her the Tosfos Ksuba or not? What's the shaila? Chibas chupa koina. Is it the svara we say when the husband gives the extra money in the ksuba, it's because he wants to have chupa with his wife? And as soon as he has the love of chuppah, that's enough that he's kainah, he's makneh toward the extra money in the ksuba. Or he maybe know the svar is chibas via kainah. It's only a svara when the husband lives with his wife. After that, like for that enjoyment of that chiba to be with his wife, for that he's adding on the extra taisis ksuba. But before he lives with his wife, before he had via, maybe even though they had nisuyin, still maybe it's a svara the husband did not mean to give her the taisis ksuba. That's the shayla. So Tar Shema coming here. The Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned. He learned. Shalakosav lo ela al chibas laila rishin. So svara when the husband writes in the ksuba, tastes ksuba, he adds more money into the ksuba. He only meant it for the chiba, for the love of the first night, laila rishin. Chura means the first night of the nesuyin, of the chupa. Now, Iyamrit, if you tell me, Vishlei mechibas chupa koino, it's enough just the fact they went to the chupa together. They made the kinya of nesuyin, even though they didn't live together yet. That's enough that she gets a taste of ksuba if he dies now, or gives her a get. Hainu diyoma laila rishon. That's why Reb Yosef just said, laila rishon, the first night, mashmet's enough the chupa of that night. El Iyamrit, but if you're going to tell me, Chibas bia koina, no, it's only a svara that after the husband lives with his wife, that's when he means to be makna to the extra money in the ksuba. If so, bia balaila rishon iso mikan bienach leisa. Like if it's a svara of chibas bia to live with his wife, what's the lashon of davka the first night? They live together from then on. Is it only the first night they live together and not from then on? From then on, they also live together. Like Bishleim, if it means chuppah, chuppah, you only make it night once, and that's it. That's the kinyan nisuyin. You don't need more than that. But if it's a vort in the bia, what's the lashon of laila rishayna? So Mora says, no, v'yela my chuppah, so what do you want to say that it means? As soon as they have chuppah, that's the svara the husband means to give over the taisis ksuba to his wife. For the Gemara, chuppah balayla isa, v'yamama leisa, why does it say laila rishayna? It should have said, chuppah. Is chuppah, can't you have chuppah at daytime? Like, who says the chuppah has to be at nighttime? So why did Rabbi Yosef have to say, shalakos of lo ela al chibas laila rishon? Because of the love of the first night. Why pull the first night? If it's a dinner having chuppah, you could have chuppah in the afternoon also. For the Gemara, l'taymech, elamai, what do you want to tell me? What's your svara then? Bia balaila isa, bia mamalesa. Like, you want to say, if it means bia, living together, then it's good. Because you only live together at night, that's why it's called laila rishon. For the Gemara, is that true only at night? Be a mama less than daytime, not? Ha'amar Rava, Rava said, im hoya babayis ofel, if a person is in a dark room, even though it's daytime, if you close the shutters, if it's a dark room, muta, you're allowed to live with your wife. So the kids, you're allowed to have be even at daytime also, as long as it's dark in the room. So why again, why does it say laila rishon? It's a kasha for beer also, it's a kasha why the Badafka says laila rishon. So Mar says, no, hold a kasha, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, urcha arya kamash malon. The normal manner of a person is that to be a balayla. That normally you have be, you live with your wife at nighttime, not during the daytime. See if Rabbi Yosef meant to say that when the husband lives with his wife, from then on, is chal the toisus ksubam, it's good why it said chibas laila harishon. The nighttime is mashma, that's the time they live together. Ela chupikasha. But if you want to tell me all it means is that when the husband has chuppah, makes nisuyin with his wife, from then on it's chal the taisus ksuba, why do we have to say chibas laila rishon, why dafka the night? Or even by daytime also? Sumar says, no, I'll tell you chuppah naim alakasha. Even if he only meant the chibas chuppah, it's also not a kasha. Why? Kivun distam chuppah. Leviya kaima, like chuppah the pshat is, that's the kinyan nisuyin. Now, kinyan nisuyin is, you take her for your wife, and you start to be mishamish with her, like a wife, that you're going to live with her. So really, chuppah is only the beginning of going to live with her. Chuppah lebiya kaima. Mele urchar, the normal manner is, kamash malon debalayla, debalayla. That what, that usually you make chuppah at nighttime. So therefore, again, we have no raya exactly what Rabbi Yosef means. It's possible to say he only means chuppah. And the reason why he says chibas laila rishon is because usually you make the chuppah at nighttime. Like since the chuppah is like the beginning of when they're going to live together, so since the bi is going to be at nighttime, usually the chuppah is also at nighttime. So maybe that's why he said the lashon of laila rishon. But at Kol Ponim, we have no raya clearly what did Rabbi Yosef mean. So we don't, when we weren't pushing our first shayla, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tosfos Ksuv is only chal b'shas nesuyin, is chupar alone enough, or is it only after they first live together? Right. So my boy Rav Asher, Rav Asher asks another shayla. Nichnasa lechupa or pirasa nida mahu. Let's say the husband made chupa with his wife, he made nesuyin, and right after the chupa she became a nida, and they can't live together. So Rashi pirish mimenu. And he separated from her, like if she became a nida before they lived together, they're not allowed to live together until she becomes tahor. Umeis, and then the case is he died. So the shayla is, does she get her tesis ksuba or not? That's the shayla. Now, im tim tzulayim, if you want to tell me that chibas chupakoina, if you want to tell me that the first part of the chikira before, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's enough. The fact you have chupa with your wife, as soon as you make the kinyan nisuyin, even though you didn't live with your wife yet, that's enough to say the toisus ksub is chal. But I'll tell you, maybe chupa the chaz yilabia. That's only if your isha, your wife, is still tahor, that you could live with them. So since the chupa is like the beginning of bia, it's called you're close with her, you love her right now enough to give her over the toisus ksuba. Abu, but in this case, chupa de lechati lebiya, but over here that your wife became a nida right after the chupa, so this chupa is not called the beginning of bi, it's not the beginning of living with her, because she's also to you, loy, maybe then the blood of Nazayah would not say that she gets a taisis ksuba. And therefore, lo yitzuyu, the husband dies that night, she doesn't collect the taisis ksuba. Oidoma, maybe still loishna, maybe still there's no difference. Maybe Lamais, as long as they made Nisuyin, they made Chupa, that's enough for her to get to Toysa Ksuba, Teku. And this the Gemara applies by a Shailu. But Mashma, Kobon, on the first Shailu, we are pushing. Whenever the Gemara says an in Tim Sulaima, that's the Derech Rambam, he always passes like this. And Tim Sulaima, that's how we do pass in Chibas Chupa is Koina. Even without Bia, just in Nisuyin alone is Koina. But it could be only when she's Tor. But maybe when she's a nida, it's not kind of the taisus ksuba. That the Gemara remains with a teiku. Right, then the Mishnah said, "Have you do aimer rotz a kaisel l'psula?" But a machlekes in the Mishnah, Have you this says that even though the ikka ksuba is supposed to give your wife write her up $200, it says you're allowed to write her $200, and she writes you back a receipt saying, "I received a hundred from you already." Because even though she didn't receive a penny, it's another way that she's being Michael 100, and really all the husband is giving her is just 100. And at that, the Tanakhama said no, that whoever gives less than 200 to a psula or 100 to a namona is called a biasnus. That is a tchonas of a ksuba, midirabon, and you're not allowed to live with your wife, unless you have a ksuba. So rabon and svar is, if you give her less than 2 or 100, it's not called a ksuba. If you don't know, as long as you wrote 200, and she writes back to you, I received 100, like she's being Michael 100, it's also all right. Even though Lamaisa, the husband, only owes her 100. The Marvis Sabah, Reb Yehuda, says, Reb Yehuda, take a hold to Kleisvin Shoiver, that we write a receipt, because that's what it says in our Mishnah. When the Isha says that I'll be Michael to you 100, or is considered as if I received it, she has to write a receipt and give it to her husband. So the husband now has the receipt. For the Morvi or Tanan, we learned, Misha Para Mixas Chayvay. What's going to be if, let's say, Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon? So Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. And Shimon pays up $500. So he only owes him now $500. What do we do now? To leave the old shtar, you can't? Because the old shtar says he owes $1,000. And now he only owes $500. So what should we do now? Reb Yehuda Waime Yachlef. Reb Yehuda says you have to write a new shtar. Change over the shtar. The other shtar before says he owes you 1,000. Write up a new shtar now, only owes you 500. In other words, the other way to do it is, let him write you a receipt. True, the Malva holds on to the shtar that you owe me $1,000, but the Malva should write the Leiva a receipt that the Leiva has a receipt saying, I paid up 500. Master Yudolds, no, we don't let him write a receipt, because the receipt is a bad deal, because maybe he'll lose the receipt. So Vice of Yehuda says we care more about the Leiva, and we don't tell him to write a receipt, but rather we make the Malva lose out a little bit and write over a new shtar that he only owes him 500. He loses out a little bit because the first shtar was written a month ago. So you could collect from a Shabbatim. If the Leiva sold Kaker in between, and later when you go to collect the money, he doesn't have any money left, you could take it away from the Lekuchas the people that bought the karka off him. But now that you have to write over a new shtar, the new shtar is chal today, so the karka that he sold the last 2 weeks, you lose out. Still, Reb Yehuda says the Eitzer is the Yachlif, write over a new shtar. Reb Yossi Yaimano, Yichtav Leishoivim. The first shtar, leave. It's better for the Malva, he could collect from Mishabodim, from this man the first star was written. The first star says he owes you 1,000, and really now he only owes you 500. So you know what? Let the Malva write a receipt to the Leiva, and let the Leiva hold on to the receipt. We don't write receipts. It's not kedai to write a receipt. We're afraid maybe the Leiva will lose the receipt. Therefore we make the Malva write over a new star. Salkam and our Mishnah, Reb Yehuda says the Isha could write a receipt to the husband. So Gemara answers, Amar Reb Yirmiya, Kishe Shavrosai Mitoichai. I tell you, in our Mishnah we're talking about, in the Ksuba itself, that's the way it's written. In the Ksuba it's written that the husband says, that's true, I'm a chayv myself to give you 200. And in the same Ksuba, she writes the receipt. She writes in the Ksuba as if I received $100. So therefore, there's no chash here that maybe the husband will lose the receipt, because he doesn't have to hold on to the receipt. The receipt is written inside the Ikar Ashtar, here it's better. But usually, we don't write a receipt in the Ashtar itself. Usually, it's a second piece of paper that Malva has to give over to the Leiva. So that, Reb Yehuda says, is not kedai to do. We're afraid to lose it. But in our Mishnah, it's much better. Here, the Isha is writing the receipt in the Ksuba itself. Rabbi says better. Even if you want to tell me in our Mishnah. Again, the husband wrote the Isha Ksuba, a regular Ksuba of 200. There was no receipt written in it. Just the Isha later wrote up a receipt saying, I'll tell you, I'm giving you a receipt as if I received $100. And she gives it over to the husband. Usually Reb Yehuda says we don't write receipts. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Bishleim Hossam over there in a case where you made a loan. Vadei Parah. There is first you loaned him $1,000. Now he paid you back 500. Now the person Vadai paid you back 500. So then Rabbi Yehuda says we don't like him to write a receipt because Dilma Mirchas Tavrosa. Maybe he'll lose the receipt. If you're going to let the Malva write a receipt to the Loiva that I received $500 payment already, so the Loiva has to hold on to it, we're afraid maybe he'll lose it. Well, Mafik Lelishtara. And then the Malva, he'll take out his full $1,000 star, and he'll collect the money later a second time. So that's why Yehuda usually does not like the idea of writing a receipt. Because we have to be afraid maybe the Leiva will lose the receipt, and the Malva will gain on the deal and go and collect the money over again. But Hoch in our Mishnah, what's going on now, Mishnah? So the husband is writing his wife, he's getting married now, giving her a star ksuba, that if I give you a get, or if the husband dies, you're going to get 200. The Isha right now is telling the husband, you should know, it's kilo eskabalti. I'll give you back a receipt saying that it's as if I received 100. Did she really receive the 100? No. So Mela, the husband, is gaining on the deal. So therefore, here of you agrees that she could write a receipt and give it to the husband. If the husband is smart and holds on to it, very good. What's the worst that could happen? The husband will lose the receipt. So what if he loses the receipt? He didn't really pay up his wife the money. Really, he owes his wife the 200. Just she was nice to write a receipt as if she received it. See, Reb Yehuda doesn't care if the husband loses it or not. Horcha zogt Gemara, vada yoivlo. Did the husband really pay you the 100? Nothing doing. Milsa bialmehi diyomrele. It's just words, talk. That the Isha says back to husband, you should know, it's considered as if you gave me 100. So, and I'll be nice to you, I'll write you a receipt. So here the story is, natre. If the husband is smart and holds on to it and keeps it, very good. Eloi natre, if he's not smart, doesn't watch it, so what's going to be the most could happen? That he's going to have to pay the 200 that he was really supposed to. So it's called, Yehuda Yasser Nafshe. He's like ruining it for himself. So in this case, Rabbi Yehuda does not care that the Isha has to write a receipt to the husband. Because the husband is a total gain here. So let the husband be smart and watch it good. Mashtanka, in a regular case, when you lend somebody money, and he paid you up half of the loan, now we care very much for the Leiva. That the Malva should not go and collect the full loan again. So there he doesn't like the idea to write a receipt, rather write up a new shtar, rip up the old shtar, and write a new one that you only owe him, he only owes you 500. It's good that Abaye didn't like Rabbi Yirmiya's first teretz, because the Mishnah doesn't say that she writes the receipt in the ksuv itself. That's why I didn't want to put in a kimt in the Mishnah. Ela Reb Yirmi, but Reb Yirmi is like Deichik Pshat, that he has to say the Mishnah is talking about that she writes a receipt in the shtar itself. My time Eliyama Kabaya. Why doesn't he want to say it better terrors like Abaya says it? Like it's a good smara. Over here, the ksuba, the husband really has to pay the 200. She's being nice about it and saying as if I received 100. So here, what do we care if she writes a receipt or not? Now, the Gemara, the teretz is, Rabbi Yirmi didn't like this teretz because it's the gzeirom, shayva the ocha to shayva the yalma. If people will see that here the isha has a right to write a receipt, they'll think that's the lacha all over. Then in a case where you borrow the money and you're paying back half the money now, we don't have to write over a new shtar, but all we have to do is give a receipt. So people will make mistakes from here to all over. That's where Rabbi Yirmi says, even by ksuba, nothing doing, we don't want her to write a receipt. Aye, the Mishnah says, according to Yehuda, you could. That's why he has to be matcha, say, Drechik Teretz, that it's talking about where she writes the receipt in the ksub itself. Now the Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason here to kosvele? Because she wrote it down, she wrote a receipt, or else she wrote it in the shtar ksub itself, that it's like I received $100. Avol alpe, mashma, if they only make a tanai balpe, with a dibur alone, it's only called a tanai, loy, then it doesn't help this tanai. For the Gemara Amai, why not? All it is a question about money matters here. For Shamin and Lil Rabbi Yehuda, we hear that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Omar, Dovah Sheba Mamin Tanai Kaim. That a Dovah Sheba Mamin, the Tanai is Kaim. The Tanya, we'll still see, we'll learn like this. Ha'imel Isha, somebody says to his wife, Harayat Mekodeshesli, I'm marrying you, you're going to become my wife now, but I'm making a Tanai. Amanah She'ein Lecho Alai She'er Ksus V'yanoh. Amanat, I do not have a chiyuv to support you, I have no chiyuv to clothe you, I have no chiyuv to live with you. That's what the husband says to his wife. And this is called you being master, you're going against what the Torah says. The Torah says when you marry your wife, you have these three chiyuvim, you have a chiyuv to take care of a sheikh, sus v'yerno. So if you make a tenai, a condition, that's going against the Torah, so the first man Yom says, I raise you mekadeshes, taka the gedushin is chal, or tenai botel. But the Tanai is bottle. We don't look at the Tanai. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But the klal is, you can't be masna amashikosa b'Torah. If the Torah says, this is the way you have kedushin with your wife, that you have to support her, you have to clothe her, you have to live with her, so you can't go against it. That's called you be masna amashikosa b'Torah, and the Tanai is bottle. But the kedushin itself is kayin. Tosis has a ganta richa, the famous kasha, but how could that be? L'chura, you have to have das, you have to have the man's consent to marry you. And the man is telling us, I'm only going to marry you if I don't have the obligation to live with you, to feed you, to clothe you. So how could the kedushin be chal? The Taisa says the pshat is that really the union of Tanai is a tremendous chiddush. That a person to make a Tanai really doesn't make sense. Because when you make the ma'aseh kedushin, you're marrying your wife. And the svar is, you want to marry her, no matter what, you want to marry her. Just as a chiddush in a Torah, you can make tanoim, you can make conditions in a kinyan. So the conditions we learn out from the tanai of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, last week's parsha, and it could only be if it's not going against the Torah. But when the tanai is going against the Torah, there's no such parsha as hilchos tanoim. So without the chiddush of tanoim, once you make a ma'aseh kedushin, you can't uproot it, you can't make conditions in it, so you're left without the chiddush of tanai. Just, do we say that the man really means that he doesn't want the kedushin to be chal at all? No, that we don't say. Havada, he wants the kedushin to be chal. Just, he wants it to be chal on his terms. But the Torah says you don't have a right to make such terms. So therefore, the kedushin is chal, and the terms are not chal. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, it depends. Bedava Sheva Momin, if it's a chiyuvi momin to feed or to clothe them, tanai kayim, then you could make a tanai, and it's chal, you don't have to support her, even though it's going against the Torah. A davar sheba momin about the shayach mechila, it's not worth as if she says, she's mechalit. Like, really could be the chiyuv is chal, but she's mechalit. So by davar sheba momin, if Yehuda Shita Ridge, you could make the tanai. See, if so, the kashya here by Ksubra also. Why is it mashmoni? Because they wrote it, she wrote it down. Mashma, if they only made this tanai at the time when the husband gives the ksuba to his wife, he makes this tanai, al manasr, I'm not going to pay you more than 100, then it's not chal. The shalom, why not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even baltev, you make the conditions, it should be chal, even though it's going against the Torah. But it's dabar sheba mamon, ksuba is money matters. And the Gemara, ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Shita is, ksuba the rabbanon. Even when you marry a psula, that's that you have to give a 200, it's not midiraisa, it's only midirabbanon. And the svar always is the rabbanon does not want to make it easy for a husband to give his wife a get. They want to try and make it you live as long as possible together. So therefore they made a chiyuv ksuba, that you can't give a get so fast, you have to worry about paying her the money. So the rabbanon think a svara that you have to pay the money. Now the svara is v'chachomim also chizuk l'devrayim yosem mishal Torah. Sometimes we say when the rabbanon make up halacha, they're more strict than the terrorists. Even though in a din d'iraisa you could make it tonight in a davar shebamamin, but on a din the rabbanon ksubas that's mid rabbanon, you have few degrees. You can't make conditions that's going against the din the rabbanon. The rabbanon said you have to give your wife a ksuba of 200. You can't make tanoim now as if to sell, only give you 100. That's called vimasna amasha kosov chachomim, that the tanai is bottle. For the Gemara, haray teres is a case of teres, the rabbonin, it's only a chiv the rabbonin. Teres of the fruits means that when you marry your wife, let's say she has nechosim, she has property that she yashed from her father, so when she gets married to you now, she still owns the property. Just the teres, the fruits, the produce that comes out of the fields, belong to the husband. Now that's a din de rabbonin. The husband has the right to eat the teres. V'lo yovdulu rabbonin chizik. The rabbonin did not make a chizik here. The tanaim would not like this. The Gemara later. We have Yehudu Aimer. L'yayla m'loichel peri teres. A husband always has the right to eat the fruits and the fruits of the fruits that come off her property. Ad until she yichtav lo, you write in the ksuba to her, dinu dvorim ein li b'nechsecha, that I'm not going to have anything to do with your property at all. Over parasayim, the fruits that come out of it, over peres parasayim ad olam. But if you do make such a tanai, then the tanai is chal, and the husband has no right to eat the peres. Even though this is a din midrabbonin, that when you get married in the ksuba, the husband has the right to eat all the produce from the wife's property. So you see, if you make a tanai, the tanai is chal, I it's only midrabbonin.